This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Do you remember? Because I do. Do you remember back when Hunter Biden's Rosemont Seneca was paid $20 million by the Russian oligarch Yelena Batorina? Let me repeat that. Because this, I have a lot more toxic trolls listening to me now, and I think you liberals are probably hearing this for the first time. Yeah, your president was a Putin puppet. Do you remember when Hunter Biden's Rosemont Seneca was paid $20 million by the Russian oligarch Yelena Batorina? She was asked, what was that for? Yeah, real estate advice. Real estate advice? Yeah. When her brother, who was her spokesperson, was asked by the UK Daily Mail, what were y'all buying from Hunter for $20 million? He said, yeah, access to America. Can't she just apply for a visa? Access to America. And what followed was interesting, like the part where Joe Biden invited Vladimir Putin to do a small invasion of Ukraine, not a big one. Small invasion would be okay, he said. Well, yesterday we found out what it would be like to have a president who wasn't a Putin puppet, who wasn't under investigation for the by the IRS agents who were muzzled for money laundering and taking money from our enemies. Which enemies? China and Russia mainly. Boy, could you tell who our enemies and friends were yesterday, couldn't you? Donald Trump, in a pretty big, how shall I say this, ding-a-ling contest with Vladimir Putin. And folks, it got my blood pressure up yesterday because I've never seen Vladimir Putin back down ever from a confrontation. NATO keeps flying in there and bombing civilians and killing them in Russia, including children. And Putin always responds. He flies right back into Ukraine. And he usually will hit targets that are legitimately military. And then our media goes wild and says Putin's on a bombing run for no reason. Well, no, it's because NATO just bombed him, killed civilians, got to respond. And it goes on and on and on and on. Well, what you could see yesterday was that the Euroweenies really don't want an end to this war. In fact, they panicked. Because it started to look like Trump was giving Vladimir Putin a real beatdown. I was really worried because, like I said, I've never seen Putin back off. We pursued that ship. We picked it up. We boarded it. We picked it up, even though it was flanked by a Russian submarine. And almost every news story said other Russian vessels, but not which ones. That was a true test of American will yesterday. And Putin figured Well, Americans always talk tough, but they always back down, let me do what I want. What does he want? To continue running the 1,000 ghost vessel ships in which he is moving sanctioned oil, his, Iran's, and China's, and Venezuela's as well, around the world. And the way he behaved yesterday, panicking over that boat, sending the submarine to protect it, challenging us to leave it alone. I was really afraid we're going to have hostilities, but we eventually ended up boarding and taking possession of it in another one, and we're currently looking at it. We're currently investigating it. See this yesterday? Might have missed it in all the chaos. Britain, the UK, had meetings to decide whether to intervene. The UK did on Putin's behalf yesterday. What was the logic there? Well, if Trump got into hostilities with Putin, Putin might retaliate by hitting Europe or in Ukraine. Wait, the UK, the Euroweenies were considering intervening to stop Trump from interdicting the ship, the Russian ship that carries the sanctioned oil? Yeah. Well, because if Russia can't move the oil, they can't continue the war in Ukraine. They got to continue. Who's going to launder the money? They got to launder the money. Here's the headline, and the situation's obviously diffused now. UK and Europe officials fear a U.S. attempt to seize the vessel could provoke retaliation against them from Moscow. They were plotting what to do as the ship went by the UK. In other words, to get in between Trump and Russia. This tells you everything you need to know about who is on what side. Folks, look at the swamp. What is Trump doing right now? Well, we got a blockade that he got a legal court order for. Why? Because he's actually enforcing the swamp sanctions. Sanctions on Venezuelan oil, Russian oil, oil going into Chinese coffers, Iranian oil. Swamp put the sanctions on. What does the swamp do when Trump enforces them? By the way, using the exact penalties, that's what allows the blockade, that are in the sanctions that majorities of Democrats and Republicans voted for and that Obama, Biden, and Trump approved. The swamp freaked. They don't want those sanctions enforced. Why? Well, it might end the Ukraine war, for one. I mean, who's going to get the kickbacks if, as the New York Times admits, tens of billions of dollars has been stolen by Vladimir Zelensky's inner circle? How will they get the kickbacks if Putin runs out of oil money to fight the war? I mean, this is a crisis. Trump called their bluff bigly. And you want to know how big a hit this was on Putin yesterday? Folks, if you know me, I've been like violently opposed to this war. This is a foreign entanglement we do not need. We got used by the Euroweenies the second we stopped pumping printed cash in there. The second we stopped going into debt slaving our grandkids to pump the money in there so they could all launder it and steal it. What happened? The Euroweenies stepped up, used their own money. We never had to send that money. It's a money laundering operation. You could clearly see yesterday the panic everywhere because Trump put such a hurt on Vladimir Putin, it might actually end the war. That's what caused the panic. Who's the real Putin puppet? I don't know, but do you know what happened yesterday? Russia threatened to assassinate Donald Trump. You ever see them threaten to assassinate Joe Biden? They don't seem to care about that. Wonder why they don't care about assassinating Joe Biden. Super weird. You know, the guy who received his family received the $20 million bribe via Rosemont Seneca. China's asking you liberals, wait a minute. Wasn't Trump supposed to be the Putin puppet? Because yesterday, prominent Russian military bloggers, i.e. leadership, calling for the assassination of President Trump. Remember the Russian Duma, Alexei Zurilev, called for the Russian Navy to attack and sink U.S. Coast Guard cutters. He also demanded the murder of President Trump. Ever saw that happen to Biden? But then I guess Putin doesn't own Trump, so it's a different deal.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.